Nice to catch up with Tamika Catchings. Tamika, the most valuable player in the WNBA, an All-American at the University of Tennessee with the Lady Volunteers, and she joins us on Sports Byline. Tamika, MVP in the WNBA, I'm sure if you look at the headline, you could say, gee, that's wonderful. But I know players probably think about that, and they have a special feeling about being named the most valuable player in a league. What was your thoughts about it?
You know, I was really honored, definitely honored just for what it means. And, you know, I know, I mean, I don't go out every year like, okay, I'm gonna get this MVP award. You know, my first and foremost goal is to win a WNBA championship. But, you know, I think to receive an honor like that and to be voted most valuable player among all the great players that we have in our league, you know, it's definitely an honor.
You know, it's different when you're a rookie. There's probably some enthusiasm and some excitement about playing pro basketball. But once you become the veteran like you are, I'm sure you have to find ways to stoke the fire each season. Am I correct about that? And what is it that you do internally to keep you excited about basketball?
You know, I wouldn't say that every year it's a challenge for me. You know, I love playing this game, and I'm excited every single time, you know, just with the new team and having new teammates that come in and just being able to develop relationships and friendship that you have with, you know, with the players that are returning and the new players that come on. But I think for me, like, my focus in the offseason, I always try to pick one or two things that I want to work on with my game, and then I've always kind of been into, like, trying to find different activities that I like to do.
How much of a grind is it for you to go through a season now, Tamika?
Not much of a grind. You know, I think for me, obviously every year, I'm kind of like, okay, Lord, we got to keep these bones, keep these this body straight, you know. But I think just the preparation that goes into it from the off season, and then, you know, the past years I've gone overseas and played to kind of get me ready for the WNBA season.
Also, when you take a look at the league, you came in and started playing. Your first season was 2002, and so you're kind of a double-digit veteran now. What changes have you seen in professional women's basketball over that time?
I think the biggest changes that we've seen is definitely the caliber of players that you see in the league. And, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with them having something to dream for and to look forward to. You know, I know for me growing up, I wanted to be in the NBA. That was, like, my dream, my goal. I was like, one day I'm going to make it, I'm going to be an NBA player, because we didn't have the WNBA around. And for a lot of these younger players now that they have aspirations and dreams and goals to be a WNBA player, it allows them to kind of practice, get better and better from every single level that they play at, and then eventually they'll make it to the WNBA.
You know, when I watch the games in the league, the thing that I sense, having watched it for a period of time, Tamika, is the speed of the game. Am I correct that it looks like it's a lot faster, and also control of the ball seems to be a lot better now? Am I right about that?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And not just the speed, but also the physical aspect. You know, with the speed, you get the physical aspect. And probably the biggest thing that we struggle with as a team this year is that ball control, you know. And I think that most of the teams that you see that are successful in the league and that have won championship, a lot of it has to do with taking care of the ball.
When I take a look at your career in the WNBA, two things on your resume jumps out at me. One, you were the fastest to 1,000 rebounds, and two, you've been named WNBA Defensive Player of the Year a number of times. And both of those seem to go together, defense and rebounding, because they both seem to be an attitude. Am I correct about that? And what type of attitude does it take to be a good rebounder and a defensive player?
It takes a lot of attitude, but it also takes a lot of heart and determination. And I, you know, honestly attribute that to going to the University of Tennessee and playing underneath Pat's system. I mean, we all know what she's done in the women's game, and, you know, just especially at University of Tennessee. But I think for all the players that go through that system, one thing that you do learn and that you know is that if you don't play defense and you don't rebound, you probably won't be on the court. And that's something that she stresses. And I think having gone through that system, when I got to the WNBA, I already knew, okay, this is what I need to do to help our team win. And then, of course, scoring points, that goes hand in hand. But, you know, just kind of focusing and controlling and being that defensive player along with being a great rebounder.
I know the late Dennis Johnson told me, he said, my philosophy on it was that when I got to the fourth quarter, I wanted to make sure that guy was dog tired, that I had been inside his jersey and he knew I was going to be there. And I suppose that's the type of kind of blue collar, down and dirty approach you have to take to defense to send a message. Am I correct?
It is. And, you know, I think especially when you look at it from that mindset, mean, when you look at it, the first quarter, okay, everybody's high energy, everybody's playing hard. Second quarter, the same thing. You know, you get to halftime, get a little breather, come back in the third quarter. But when that pressure is on you in the third and the fourth quarter, and you are constantly getting defended by a player like that, you know, it is one of those things that wears you down, where not only are you tired physically, but mentally it's kind of like, okay, trying to, you know, maneuver around where you can get away from whatever that player, you know, wherever that player is. And I think that's one of the things that I've really had a great time, a fun time, just learning and becoming that player.
How much is rebounding, being successful at it, kind of anticipation and understanding the offensive scheme to what might happen if the ball does not go into the basket?
Yeah, that, I mean, it's just an angle. I mean, putting yourself in a good angle. I mean, when somebody shoots from the right side, more than likely they're going to come off on the left side. It depends on how hard they shoot it, and it depends on, you know, where they shoot it from as far as how hard the ball will come off the backboard or the basket. So I think for, you know, and then, of course, positioning, putting yourself in a good position where you're boxing out. If you're on the defense, you're boxing somebody out, or even offensively, just knowing, you know, okay, getting in between and in the little spaces to get positioned to get those rebounds.
You were voted by the fans as one of the top 15 players in WNBA history, and that's as much on your ability as far as it is your interaction with the fans. One of the things that I like about the women that play in the WNBA is that they understand there is a connection to the fans. It's almost like the NASCAR drivers, if you know what I'm talking about, where they understand that there's a connection there. That's unique in professional sports. Can you talk about that a little bit, and the attitude that the women in the league have about connecting with the fans?
Well, I think that is one of the great things about the WNBA, and is the accessibility that we have to our fans and the fans have to us. And, you know, I know we do a lot of different community appearances and sign autographs, and, you know, when the fans kind of see us out in the community doing things, or even grocery shopping, you know, simple everyday things. I mean, just being able to have that interaction and it be a positive one that you want to have, you know, be a person that you want to have an interaction with. I think that's kind of the thing that that allows us to be so as successful as we are.
You know, you're the MVP of the WNBA, and you said grocery shopping. Now, I cannot picture LeBron going out and asking, do you think this melon is ripe or not? You know what I mean.
Yeah, but I do.
Let me ask you a little bit about your dad. The last time you were on with me, your dad was also part of the interview, and it was something very, very special. I could feel the connection between the two of you. That connection, tell me about how it developed, because here is a guy that was a star in the NBA, and you now are one of the top players in the WNBA. Tell me about that development of friendship and also what he taught you about the game.
Well, I can say early on, you know, our parents, one of the things that they both stressed was when you participate in a sport, obviously if it's something that you say you want to do, you're going to do it, you know, to the end. But one of the things also, I mean, we played a lot of different sports, and my dad always said, you know, when you stop enjoying what you're doing, find something else. And, I mean, when I started playing basketball, my dad said, I'm only going to push you as hard as you allow me to push you, as hard as you want me to push you. And I think that's kind of how our relationship grew, with just knowing that, you know, I had an in and I had an out. You know, it wasn't something that was forced on me that, hey, just because I play basketball, you're going to play basketball. It was never one of those things that was forced. And I think that's how come I really grew to love that game of basketball. And then, of course, as I've gotten older, you know, we've had our good moments and our bad moments where we kind of get in fights about, you know, what he thinks I should be doing. And, you know, I kind of go back at him a little bit as far as what the situation is. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that allows us to grow stronger.
You know, I can imagine you saying, now, Dad, that was in the old days.
Yeah. That might have been how you did it, but this is how we do it, you know.
There is that thin line when you're a father and you're, you know, coaching your son or coaching your daughter, and you've been a proficient player yourself. I guess it's hard for parents that are that way to understand that they have to let loose, do they not?
Yeah. I mean, I think it is. But I mean, one of the things through trial and error for my dad and I, you know, is just kind of like coming to the understanding. I mean, sometimes I want my dad to be a dad. I don't want him to be a fan, a groupie, a coach or anything. I just want you to be my dad. And knowing that, you know, I just need you to support me through my good games and my bad games. And I think sometimes, you know, with parents, they do get so, like, whether they see the potential in you or they want more, and, you know, they push it and push it and push it, and then it ends up really turning out bad.
What were the backyard ball games like at your house?
Well, my sister and I, not too fun. You know, it always ended up with one of us bleeding and one of us running into the house, and my mom and dad taking the basketball away from us. But, you know, we would go to the gym. We would do open gym, and our thing was we had to call it friendly games. You know, we're just going to have a fun friendly game. So it means no elbowing. If somebody takes a shot, you know, you can't block the shot. You just have to put your hand up, like nothing physical. So those we had to have friendly games instead of, like, real games.
I've never seen a friendly game with great athletes who are competitive.
I say friendly. I just say, you know, no busted lips. Keep it nice.
Let me switch gears with the time that we have remaining. You were an All-American at the University of Tennessee with the Lady Volunteers, and, of course, you played for one of the great coaches in the game, also a great player. She won a gold medal with the United States Olympic team. I'm talking about Pat Summitt, and she has announced that she has got a challenge on her hands with early dementia. Your reaction to it when you heard, and have you had any interactions with her and talked to her a little bit about it?
I have. You know, she actually called before it came out and, you know, kind of gave us a heads up. And so, you know, just talking to her. I think my first thought, of course, I didn't really understand what dementia was until she said, you know, it's early onset of Alzheimer's, and it's kind of like, oh, man, you know. But I think after that, after knowing what it was just kind of like, okay, I know how Pat is, and she's going to fight it and fight it and fight it, you know, never stop fighting. So just one of those things where it's like, you know, I mean, as the Lady Vol families, we all kind of have joined hands and joined forces, and not just the Lady Vol family, but people all over the world have joined forces in trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's. And, you know, I know the way Pat is and how determined she is, she's going to fight it. And, you know, we're going to figure out, hopefully we'll figure out a cure before, but, you know, if not, I mean, I know that a lot of people are out there trying.
Her strongest comment in my mind was that there'll be no pity party for Pat Summitt.
And that is so her. You know, there's not going to be a pity party, and I'm looking forward to going down there in a couple of weeks and spending some time with her. But I know Pat. You know, she's just going to keep on living her life the way she's living it, and, you know, she's such a fan favorite. But more than anything, I mean, she means so much to so many people, and everybody's out there like, what can we do to help? And, yeah, you know, we're all going to be there for her.
Tamika, what was her strongest attribute as far as a coach?
Her leadership. You know, I think definitely her strongest attribute was her leadership and the way that she, I mean, obviously when you come to the University of Tennessee, you know the expectations are high already. And you know that you're not just coming there to have fun and go to school and go to practice when you want to and, you know, play games. I mean, expectations across the board are high. And I think that that's what has made her as successful as she's been, is just that the expectation level being so high. But, you know, as players, everybody feeding into what they know has been successful.
You know, she can be a very tough lady, as you know. We were sitting and having dinner here in San Francisco, and I brought that up to her, and I saw the steely look in her eyes when I asked the question. She said, you know, it's only because I care. And she says, I want them to not only be good basketball players, but I want them to be also good people. And I think that is a very strong statement about the character of Pat Summitt.
Yeah, you know, definitely. And that would be one of the things that I would say about her, you know, off the court, is just she wants us to be great women. You know, not just what we do and what we're seen and known for on the court, but even off the court, academically, like, you know, sitting in the first three rows, academics is really important for her. Going out in the community and doing events, you know, at different places. I mean, that is considered being an all-around person. And then, of course, you know, just the respect, the way you treat people. I mean, all of that kind of encompasses being a great person, a great woman. And, you know, more importantly, that's what Pat wants us to be, a great woman.
Tamika, I want to thank you. I've always enjoyed our conversations. This one was special as well. Congratulations on the MVP award, and you are welcome back here anytime on Sports Byline. Take care and give my best to your dad.
I will. Thanks, Ron.
MVP of the WNBA, great player and great person as well. Tamika Catchings with us, and of course an All-American out of the University of Tennessee with Pat Summitt, fastest player to score 2,000 career points in the WNBA, fastest to 1,000 rebounds. And she was voted in by the fans as one of the top 15 players in WNBA history. We continue with more of You and Sports Byline.